Okay, let's get into Yecheskel Perek Lamed Vav. This is a messianic perek. If we've been waiting for Churban, we've had so much Churban, the first half of the Sefer, as we said. Now starts the Geula. This is all about what's going to be La'as Elavo. Some of it might have occurred during Bayesheni, but really it is a beautiful messianic vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing us back and Kibbutz Galios and our becoming purified and being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this parak is about. But of course it starts off with the desolation. And because if we appreciate the desolation, so then we will be able to appreciate the Geula a little more. V'yata ben Adam says, Hashem Yecheskel, Hina veil hare Yisrael. Prophesies about the mountains. V'amarta hare Yisrael. Remember the last parak was about Seir. What's going to happen to those mountains? And now we have hare Yisrael, Shimud var Hashem. Kol mar Hashem Elokim. Hashem says, Yana amar ha'oyev aleichem ha'ach. Since the enemy said to about you, whoa, uvamos olam, lo marasha isalano. We will take the bamos olam. We will take the high points of the world. What are the high points of the world? That's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, is gavoha mikol haratzos. Yerushalayim is gavoha in Eretz Yisrael. What exactly does that mean? We know it's not something physical. Maybe it is something physical. The Radvaz writes in a tshuva in Simin Tav Reish Lamed Tes, maybe it is physical that Yerushalayim was higher, but just because of what's happened over the centuries and the Goyim have tried to push it down and uproot what was there. So, plus all the rains. Vidaki beiz dvarim garmuzet. Really, the Radvaz is going in the approach of maybe it is something physical. But kibiyoski akum kavshu asabayis kama pa'amim. So many times, Harabayis has changed hands. Umisinatamoto. And because they hate us. They want to wipe out any remnant of any memory that there was a mikdash there, right? And also, they don't want it to be as high as their place of worship. The rain takes away so many different levels. Says the Radvaz, even if you want, it can be explained. But again, many say that it doesn't mean physically. It means the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Rosh. That's the head. And when the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, created the earth, maybe Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim was on top of the globe. So that is what they did. But most olam, they took these high points. They wanted it for themselves. Lachain hina vevi amarta. Say to them, Yechezkel, or about them. Kol mar Hashem Elokim, ya'anu b'yan shamos v'sha'of eschem. The desolation that you desired, misaviv li'oschem o'rasha l'she'iris ha'goyim, v'te'alu al sfas lashon. It was on everybody's tongue. The Radak says here, everybody speaks different languages. But in all different languages, they all have the same approach. Take it away from Am Yisrael. Kaluma yeshlo lashom yuchad v'hayim adabrim ra'osal Yisrael. That brings them together to be able to talk that language, the language of Sinas Yisrael. Lachain, like we spoke about in the last parak, that the enemies have Sinas Olam. Lachain hare Yisrael shimu udvar Hashem Elokim. Listen, hare Yisrael. Kol mar Hashem Elokim la'arim lag va'os la'fikim v'lagi ayos. Listen, mountains and valleys, the charos hashomamos la'arim anezovos, the forsaken cities, the desolate, barren areas, asher hayu levazu lalag, that have been for a scoffing nature for all times. Lachain ko amar Hashem Elokim. Im lo be'esh kinasi dibarati al sheiris hagayim al edom kula. On about everybody, what am I going? I'm giving my land back to my nation. Nosnu es artsi lohem lemorasha, besimchas ko levav, beshat nefesh, leman migrash alavaz. They laughed when my people were thrown out and were divorced from the land, but I will tell you what's going to happen. Lachain pasikva. He navel ad mes Yisrael and say about those mountains. Koamar Hashem Elokim ini bekinasi bechamasi dibarti. Klimas goyim nesasem. You carried the embarrassment of the nations. Now what are you going to have? Klimasam yiso. Their embarrassment will be on these. Meaning it will go back to you. Viatem hare Yisrael an pechem titenu. Famous pasuk. The mountains of Yisrael will bear branches, uper yechem tisula mi Israel, and they will have fruit for my nation of Israel, ki kervu lavo, because they have come. This is the raya that Rabbi Abba brings. Rabbi Abba in Sanhedrin Sadiches, where Rabbi Abba says, Ein keitz megula mizeh. There is no greater sign of redemption than the fruit and the trees and the blossoming of Eretz Yisrael. That's Amar Rabbi Abba on Tzadiches Van Aleph. And he quotes our pasuk, meaning, Mefarshim, the Marsha there says, it's the greatest raya. Kodesh Baruch Hu is directly involved in the Hashgacha of Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. For thousands of years is desolate, nothing grows. Many nations, Christians, Turks, all the nations, the British tried to plant, nothing grew until Am Yisrael started coming back in the 1700s, 1800s, and the land started sprouting forth, and now today, unbelievable, every perach is a siman of Geula, says Rabbi Abba. Ein Kedz Begula Mizeh, it's a fulfillment of this pasuk in Pasach Ches, Lamed Vav Ches, right here, Per Yechem Tisu La'ami Yisrael. If you look in the Eim Avanim Smecha, Rav Teichtel writes also about this this event, page Kuf Chaf Aleph in the classic edition. He says, Biyameinu, Shenasu Bemes Kain, it's happening. He writes this in the 1940s. Shenasu Bemes Kain, Aide Charba Be'achenu B'nei Yisrael, Shekdimu Lalos Laretz, Uvanu Arim B'nachlos, V'kfarim, they're building. V'chalakim Gdolim Me'arech, Rekike Tit Ba'alma, they were swamps. Alulam Avikami B'nei Chaloim, Rechman Al-Islan. How many people gave their lives? They went into places with the mosquitoes and the dangerous Asu Osam Adama Yevesha to dry them out, to plant the eucalyptus trees, ulasade puryom varachas mamash besakano ube mesiris nefesh avor binyan aretz shetia ruuyelis yashipa hachi yesh afil tzel safek bazeh. Is there any doubt, any shadow of a doubt, shemaisei Hashem kinorehu, that this is Hashem v'yesh bazeh simin v'osal ki krova yeshuasi lavo beli safek sheaschalta degeulahi. This is the aschalta degeula, says the when they came back to Eretz Yisrael with the Amal Gadol b'Hishtadlus Gadola, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed their actions, the MSU Baru, you can't argue. And then he says, lest you ask me, oh, so how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, famous question that he deals with, how could you argue and say that Hashem would bring the Geula through inappropriate means, through these anti-Torah individuals? Says Rabbi Abraham Smecha, you asking a kasha on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not our job to ask kashas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The besoras haguula de la asid tia ide ofos temeim matomar bni alzos v'tikshak gamkein kushia leelokenu lama yasek azos lavasa lanu asa besora hayoser gadola shanu mitzapin aleha bekilione nayim ubechala os nafshira de ofos temeim dafka, right, the of tame, right, the Gemara in Chulin that says there's a certain type of bird that symbolizes the geula, it's a non kosher bird. So what, yes, in kashas on Kadosh Baruch Hu, he'll bring it. Then he goes into maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu always tries to bring presence to the world through unseemly means, so Api Kabbalah, the prosecuting forces don't try to say no, they don't deserve it. He quotes that from the Magid Meisharim, and he quotes that from others, but says the Imran Esmecha, either way, this is a raya. This is a raya for Geula, as it says right here, Hare Yisrael Anbachem Titenu, Uperichem Tisulami Yisrael Ki Kervalavo. We continue. Hineni Alechem, Ufanisi Alechem, Venevat Vizratem, you'll be able to plant, you'll be able to sow, Virbesi Alechem Adam, Kol Beis Okula, everyone will be back. Right, the Radak says, including the Ten Shvatim. Everyone will come back. The Taz writes in Ilchos Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't quote this pasuk, but he says, what's the language that we say in davening? Melocha kol ha'olam kula. What's the double lashon kol? Don't say rubo kakulo, says the Taz. It's every last person. So we might say the same thing here. For Beis Yalechem Adam, kol Beis Yisrael kulo. Everybody, v'noshvu ha'arim v'charavos tibanena, they'll be rebuilt, they'll be settled. V'rbeisi aleichem adam uvehema v'ravu faru, they'll be multiplying, there'll be plenty of families, plenty of people. V'oshavti eschem b'kikad moseichem, v'etivosi me'risho soseichem, v'idatev k'yane Hashem, you'll know that I am Hashem, says the Malbim, not like in Bayesheni, where it didn't last, and people weren't into it, and people weren't focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, this will be an eternal bringing back. V'olachti aleichem adam esami Yisrael b'reishucha, and you'll be a nachala, v'lo tosev ol l'shachlam, b'nei Yisrael will never be again thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Kol amar Hashem Elokim, yan omrim lachem. Now talking to Eretz Yisrael. People say about you, ocheles adam at, right? You destroy people. Rashi quotes, right? How many people? The Amorim were here, the Jews were here. U'mishakeles goyayecha yasis. Right, used to be like that. I promise you that it will never happen again. Adam lo tochli od, v'goyayach lo sik shakli od. It won't happen again. The Abarbanel says here, all of those blood libels that took place in history, this pasuk is promising us, it will never happen again. Motziim diba al bnei Yisrael shahargim asagoyim b'seiser kedei lechol midamam b'chag haPesach by a sheker v'kazav. So many Jews were killed, rachman al islan, for that. This pasuk promises there will never be a shikul like that once Mashiach comes. No more shikul. and therefore says that Eretz Yisrael will be known as a wonderful land. There won't be any more embarrassment from any of the other nations. Pasuk Tezayin starts off the next part of the parak, and this is the Haftorah for Parshas Parah. Para, when we're mitar ourselves. Vayidvar Hashem Eli Limar Ben Adam. Beis Yisrael Yoshrim Alad Masam. Vayitamuosa. Right, when we were mitame ourselves, and we had to be thrown out. Ketumas Anida Haisa Darkam Lefana. We were like a Nida. What does a Nida mean? So many messages. Rashi says, Shem Shila Hakasav Lenida. We're the woman. Hashem's the husband. Shebatla Mitzapeh Matai Titaher. Vitaev Lashubela. The husband's waiting. When? When's mikvah night? When's it going to come already? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting. He's Misave. He yearns for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. The Radak says, Hirkachaka Yisparach Yisrael Vehiklam Arto Sa'amim, but he's waiting for us. He's waiting for us to come back. The Chida writes, but the woman is the one that has to go to the mikvah. We have to do tshuva. We have to be mitar ourselves. The Abarbanel also is medayik. It says, Lenida, we're not compared to a grusha. We're compared to a nida. And he writes in a beautiful lashon. Want you to see these words inside. Shabashum zman min azmanim. Bechurbanem ubagalusam. Not at any time. Lo nitan lahem, notan lahem sefer krisus. Ki lo aman Yisrael me'alokav. We were never orphaned and divorced. Aval haya in yonam. Shabbat Yisrael b'yosam alad masam. Timu osa ha'eretz hakadosha. We've defiled it. And therefore Hashem sent us out like an isha nida. We're married. A nida's still married. The kedushin is not affected. Shenim shel alisha miskadeshes bekedushia mitzvos ubeksuvim haTorah. Vuyisbarach ba'ala kamosha amar ki bo'alayach usayach Hashem tzavakos shmo. And Hashem is waiting for us. And he quotes the Yerushalmi in Bikurim. Ma nidazu mitameisu mitaheres kach asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu letaheres Yisrael. And he quotes the pasuk coming up too. Nida nichnas ima babayis v'yashiv elehu b'libash lo teminanides v'chulu. And Hashem is waiting for us. That's the comparison to Nida here. Veshpoch HaMasiyah Leim, Hashem says, because they were metame themselves, I sent them out. Al Adam Asher Shavchu Al Aretz. These psukim, the Malbim says, is alerting, the Rinas Yitzchak says, is alluding to the Gimel Averis, because it's Bayis Rishon. Shavchu Al Aretz, Ubi Gilulam Timuha, that's Shvichas Damim, and Timuha, that's Gilulim, that's Avodah Zarah, the previous Pasuk, Ali Losam, Gili Arayis, Vafizosam Bagoyim, Bayizor Barazos. I sent them out. There was a Chil Hashem, because when the chosen people are not in the chosen land, the people talk about that. That's Chil Hashem. Says the Radak, V'hagoyim omrim, mibirti yecholas Hashem lo tziyam. Hashem can't take him back out. Hashem can't take, when there's a Chil Hashem involved based on our actions, memela. So that is terrible. The Rambam quotes this based on the Gemara in Maseches Yuma. Right, the Gemara in Yuma, which we quote often, because it's such a defining Gemara in our lives. Pei Vav Amad Aleph. The goal of our life. Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Sheheshem Shamayim Misahev Al Yadcha. Hashem's name should be loved based on our life. We should act like a mensch, and people will say about us, Ashrei Aviv Shalimdo Torah, Ashrei Rabo Shalimdo Torah, Oilem Lebrio Shalolimdo Torah, woe to people who are not connected. Right, and then it quotes a pasuk in Yeshayova, Yomer li avdi atu Yisrael shebechles pa'er. But the opposite, Mishakori v'shone, if somebody learns Torah, bad ve'ein maso matano b'emuna, ve'ein tibur b'nachas m'abrios. What do people say if they see people who are identified with Torah act in an inappropriate way? Woe to anybody who is connected to Torah. Kama mechu'arin, kama mechukolin, v'alava kasuv omer. And what pasuk is quoted by the Gemara? Our pasuk. Be'emar lohem am Hashem elo u'me'artzo yotzo. That's the pasuk of Chil Hashem. And that's what the Rambam quotes both in Ilchos Yisodiyah Torah and Ilchos Deos. When he talks about making a Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam quotes these psukim. I'll just read the one from Yisodiyah Torah. Deos Perikei and Yisodiyah Torah Perikei. The Rambam quotes this pasuk. This Gemara, V'yesh Ramachirim Shem, after talking about extreme cases of Kiddush Chil Hashem, meaning a case of Yehar Val Yavar and Chas Hashmad, he says every day, buying things, eating, Bachilu V'shasiyah Yitzalam Yaris B'neim, She'ein Dibro B'nachaz Mabrios, V'ein Makamu B'sever Panim Yafis, Baal Katata V'kas. The greater you are, the more responsibility there is. And says the Rambam, we have to make sure to make that Kiddush Hashem based on that Gemara, that Yuma Pei Vav. And that's what, but again, what does it say? Finally, Pasuk Chafalof, O Echmal Al Shem Kodshi. Hashem's finally going to have Rachmanis, not because that we did tshuva, but because he wants to be Mekadesh Hashem, he wants to save his name. Asher Chulu Beis Yisrael, the Rinas Yitzchak says, that's what we say in Shemona Esrei, Laman Shemo. Maybe Goel of Nevi Nehem, Laman Shemo. It's not for us, it's Laman Shemo. That's this Pasuk. L'mashmo biyava, he does it with love. L'chein, therefore, emor l'beis Yisrael, pasach l'beis. Kol mar Hashem Elokim lo l'man chem ani Yosef beis Yisrael. I'm not doing it for you, even if you're not perfect. Kiyim l'shem katshia shechilaltem, b'gayim asher basem sham. There's a chil in amongst the gayim. So v'kidashti yishmiya gadol, I will sanctify my name again. How? What do I do? By bringing you back. V'yadu agayim ki ani Hashem and Hashem. Everybody will see that I am in control. It sounds so foreign to us that all the nations of the world are going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Kibbutz Galias of Eretz Yisrael. But that's what the Nevuah is. V'lakachti eschem min ha'goyim. V'kibasi eschem mikol ha'arotzos. I'll gather you in. Kibbutz Galias. V'hivesi eschem el ha'maschem. V'zerakti lechem mayim tahorim utahartem. I will sanctify you. I will sanctify you mikol tumoseichem u'mikol gulalechem atar eschem. Right? This is the pasuk quoted at the end of Maseches Yuma, but also the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mikvos, where the Rambam describes what the ultimate tahara is. The Rambam says, "Davar barer v'galui shatumas v'taras gzeras hakasev hein." Ultimately, tumah v'taras gzeras hakasev. Ve'ena midvarm shedaito shel adam machra'as osan. We don't understand that it's a chok. V'chein atfila. Why should tefila make a difference? Min atumas, you go into a mikvah. Why? Why you go into water? Why should that be matar you? But gzeras hakasev hi v'davar talui b'kavanas halev. It's all kavanas halev yafal pikein, and even so, remez yesh b'davar. The Rambam says there's a remez. Kishem shamachuv and libo l'taher. Once a person has kavana to become pure, kivan shetav altar v'yavavishal on his chadish begufo davar. Even though there's physically nothing different about his body, kach mechavin libo l'taher nafsho. So too your nefesh. If you have kavana to be matar your nefesh in what the mehadas. The waters of Torah, that's the mikvah. Kivach is kim libo, lifrosh me osana etzos vevi nafshu b'mei adas toher, harehu omer, and then he quotes our pasuk. Vazarak yalecha naim tohorim, Hashem's going to throw on us, the Torah. Utahartem mikotum osechem, umikogu lulechem atahar eschem. That's the pasuk right here. And then Hashem says, Vazadilchem leif chadash, I'm going to give you a new heart. A new heart. What's a new heart? The Rashi, the Radak, most Mefarshim say, it means to make it a little easier, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Abarbanel says, the Feirish, don't think that Hashem's going to remove Bechira Chavshis. Right? That's not the purpose of the world. The purpose of the world is to have Bechira and follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Bechira. Ve'en HaKavana, says the Abarbanel. Be'yud Azeh. Right? Who's he arguing on? The Ramban. The Ramban in Nitzavim seems to say that there's not going to be Bechira Chavshis. That's what it sounds like from the Ramban. Just like it was before Chet of Adam and Chava. Says the Ramban, I'll just read the Ramban, then we'll get back to the Abarbanel. Perek Lamed, Pasik Vav. Aval Yemos HaMashiach, Tiyeh HaBechira B'tov Lahem Teva. Lo Yis'ave Lahem Alev, L'ma She'eno Ra'ui, V'lo Yachpot Bo Klal. Ki Achem Devatai V'arlo L'lev U'mul HaLev. V'yashuv Adam b'zmanahu l'asher hayakodem cheto shadam arishon. V'zeh bitul yetzahara. V'asos halev b'tivo ma'aseh ha'ra'ui. Right, that is what the Ramban says. So again, you don't have to read it this way, but it sounds like there's not going to be any Bechira Chavshis. But he might not mean that. He might mean it'll be natural because it'll be natural. Not that there won't be a choice, but that's what the Abarbanel says back here. V'ena kavana b'yir hazeh sheyevatel ha'bechira v'hafsharis. V'yu b'nei Adam muchrachim b'ma'aseihem. Ella sheyasa kadosh baruch hu leinam kol kach mea osos vamovsim. So many miracles. Ad sheyifchadu el Hashem ve'el tuvo lo tielem netia el ataivas hagashmias kiim al hashleimus kamo shahaya ba'adam arishon kodem cheto. That is the Abarbanel, that is Rov Mefarshim, against that pashtus maybe of the Ramban. Interesting, the heart though is the key. Lev Chadash, the heart is the source of everything. Our deep-seated lev, right? It's a beautiful connection. The Mayan Beis HaShoeva, the Rav Schwab writes in Parshas Bo, the Gemara Meshechah Shabbos, Kufim Zayin, some are familiar, where Blazim and Arach went to a vacation place, and he forgot all of his learning, and he wanted to read the Torah, Achorish Hazalachem. And he read it, Achorish Hayalibam. And the Rabban and David, then he got his learning back. Very hard to know exactly what's going on here, especially Rav Elazar ben Arach, who is Mayan HaMizgaber. So Rav Schwab says, Rav Elazar ben Arach is the one that says, what's the Mila? Lev Tov. Lev Tov. That's what his Mita is. So he's the one that read Achorish Hayalibam. It's the Lev. If our heart is not focused, then anything can happen. We need the Lev Tov. And that's the, what it says here, that Hashem is going to give us a Lev Chadash, that's going to be the motor and the, so to speak, the steering wheel of our life, and we'll get a new one. V'ruach Chadash HaTem B'Kerbechen, a new Lev, a new Ruach. The Rinas Yitzchak says, maybe this is connected to the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that David HaMelech davens for two things. Don't let me do Averis Lahachis, and don't let me think what I'm doing is a mitzvah. Right? Two things that we have to watch out for. That's what the Gra says, is the Pshat of the Pasuk. that David HaMelech davens Leif Tahar Barali Elokim V'ruach Nachon Chadesh B'Kirbi. Leif Tahar, both of those. So maybe here too, you have the double. Leif Chadash and Ruach Chadasha. Vasirosi Esleifa Evan Mipsarchem. Hashem's going to remove our stone heart that's not ready to listen. V'nasadi Lechem Leif Basar, and He will give us a fleshy heart. Vezruchi Atein B'Kirbachem. He will put His Ruach in us. The Rabbanel says that means Nevuah. Nevuah stopped for so many thousands of years. Yecheskel was one of the last ones. A couple more. And that's it. So this is referring to Ruach. Nevuah is going to come back Bizman HaMashiach. V'yasisi as Hasher B'chukatai Teleichu. And you will follow My ways. U'mishpatai Tishmu V'asisem. V'shaftem Ba'aretz. And you will sit and stay in the land that Shadu Natali L'Avoseichem. V'isem Li Lo'am. And it'll be amazing. V'anochi Eyalachem L'Elokim. V'oshati Eschem Mikotum Oseichem. I will save you from all of your tumas, no matter where you are. V'karasi El Hadagon V'herbasios. I will call to the wheat. Let me call to the wheat. Amazing Ha'ara, Rabbi Breuer writes here. The natural world naturally wants to serve Avdei Hashem. Hashem prevents the wheat. So once we're doing the proper thing, then it's natural. God actually had to prevent the grain from giving its bounty to an unworthy nation. Nature knows of no greater joy than to serve man who employs its bounties for his God-ordained service or purpose. And that's what it says here. Hashem's going to let it go. Verbasios of Loetin Lachem Rav. Verbasios Priha H. The Tunumat Hasad. There's going to be plenty of Gashmias. Plenty of Gashmias. We're not going to have anything to worry about. And that's what the end of the parak says. Biyom Tari Eschem Mikol Avonoseichem. On that day, Voshafti Es Ha'arim. All the cities will be rebuilt. And Charevos Vares Anashama Teaved. It'll be worked. V'yamrar Zalazu Anashama Haisa Kegan Eden. It'll be like Gan Eden. Everything will be rebuilt. In the last two psukim of the parak, Koamar Hashem Elokim, Od Zosi Dareish LeBeis Yisrael La'asos Lam. I will do one more thing. Arbeu Sam Kitzon Adam. There'll be as many as sheep. Kitzon Kadshim, Kitzon Yerushalayim. The Malbim says, what's the difference? Right? One is Kadshim is Ola, Kitzon Yerushalayim is Shlamim, B'moadeha, as many sheep as there were then, Kein Tiyena Harim HaCharivos, Leoson Adam. That's as many people that there will be in Yerushalayim, in the cities, V'yadu, Kiani, Hashem, and you will know that I am Hashem. That is how we get ready for Pesach every year, for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, with Parshas Para, talking about the Tara of Am Yisrael, and the messianic vision, Be'ez Hashem, as we read it, we should, Be'ez Hashem, be zochet to its happening. And again, the next parak is another Haftarah that we'll get into, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, which is also a very famous parak, all about the dry bones of Yechezkel HaNavi that he's going to be misnabe about. Okay, we'll stop here.